USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says it will look into how dozens of state troopers and rangers responded to the school shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde. That announcement comes on the heels of a scathing report released by the Texas House of Representatives over the weekend. It said there were failures at every level that contributed to the slow and chaotic response. Family members still grieving the victims responding to the report said they expected more from law enforcement.
I'm sure they're hurting. I'm sure. But they need to confront all these parents and say that they're sorry.
In South Florida, prosecutors want the death penalty for Nicholas Cruz, the gunman who killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland. Cruz already confessed to the murders. The trial that's expected to last several months is the penalty phase. This is USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.